أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقام قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 77 and 78 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks here about the third incident that took place in the presence of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam whilst he traveled with Khadir. Allah says, فَانْطَلَقَا, both of them proceeded, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَهَا أَهْلَهَا, until they approached the inhabitants of a village. By then, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Khadir were tired, time had passed, they had not eaten, and now the severe need of food had arisen. So they came to these people. They were the inhabitants of the city, of this village. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it a point of saying, Ahla Qariya, that they were the people of this village. It wasn't as though they were passers-by, or they were just people that were visiting. They were inhabitants of this village, and hence they found it appropriate, because of the extreme need, to ask for some food so that the people could feed them, and obviously they would have been rewarded. And this is normal human integrity, that somebody is passing by your village, your town, your city, you see that there are people from outside. So by the normal, by the usual, you ought to have offered. But here they asked because of the need. Allah says, فَأَبَوْ أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا, that the people of this village refused to host them. They refused to give them food. Normal human behavior would have been seeing somebody from out of town, offer them something. Here they have asked, and yet they have been refused. فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا. However, that incident passes, the people do not give them the food. However, they saw a wall in the city that was close to collapsing. Now, in the narration it appears that people were even afraid to walk anywhere close to this wall because they feared that it will collapse, it will fall upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ أَيَّنْ قَضَّ فَأَقَامَ, this wall was about to fall, so Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam straightened this wall. In some narrations, the way he straightened this wall wasn't any reinforcement insofar as the structure was concerned, any kind of engineering or structural improvements, but just by his fingers, some narrations by his shoulder, that he placed his hands and he moved this wall, and by the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this wall was now straightened. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam found this very, very unusual, that our own situation is such that we are hungry, we are in need of food. Allah has given you this power to now straighten this wall. You could have asked for a little wage. So if the people now refused us, we could have purchased something. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds and he says, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا, that if you wished, you could have taken an ajr, you could have taken a recompense, a wage for the job that you had done. It would have been perfectly permissible, and then we could have also then fulfilled our humanly rights, something that our bodies have a right upon us, that we could have fed ourselves with that. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once again found this change, and on the other hand, Khadir says to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ هَذَا firaqu bayni wa baynik. That this is now the firaq. This is now the parting, the separation point between you and I. Three incidents have taken place. On all three, you had raised objections. You have found it strange. You did not understand. You could not comprehend. So now, let us path and let us go our own ways. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that may Allah ta'ala have mercy upon Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Had he gone on, then we would have learnt more and more about this personality Khadir, and we would have learnt more and more about the ilm that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. In other words, there was a quest for knowledge from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this incident of Sayyidina Musa and Khadir alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sa'unabbi'uka bita'wil. Then I will certainly inform you soon about the interpretation, ma lam tastati alayhi sabra, upon those matters which you could not bear patiently. In one of the narrations, very amazing, was Sayyidina Khadir said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, O Musa, you have forgotten really your own life. You were afraid of that boat sinking and the people drowning, but you had forgotten the day when your mother, by way of ilham, placed you in a casket and put you on the waters. At that time, normal would have been that you would have also drowned. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected you, Allah ta'ala had saved you. Then that incident had come and had arisen, that when you slept, it was in error, but when you slept, that Coptic, that Egyptian, that Qibti, that person of Firaun, what happened? The person died. But you marveled at what I had done to the young boy. And then you had gone, there was Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, you had gone to Madian, and you assisted those two women, the daughters of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam, and you had drawn water from the well for them. You were also very, very hungry on that day. You could have also asked them for ajr. You could have also asked them for some recompense, a salary. But then you did it only for the sake of Allah, and this is what I have done. Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.